Hi and welcome. This is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, where your passion meets God's purpose. I believe God created you for a purpose. So why not purposefully live every day of your life by embracing your uniqueness and walking in the fullness of who Christ created you to be? Hi, it's Latrice Bartley with Purposefully Living. Listen, it is Mindset Monday. I am so excited to be with you, to be sharing this word of encouragement with you. I pray you are having a wonderful day, that your Monday is, listen, you're navigating, you're remembering the word of God. We have another week before us, and y'all, we are going to go in it with great joy, with great excitement, knowing that he that has called us has already equipped us. He is going to perfect everything that concerns us, y'all. So I'm excited for those of you who just may be logging on. As I mentioned earlier, my name is Latrice Bartley, and I am the founder and CEO of Purposefully Living. And my, opportunity today is to encourage you in the word of the Lord. Mindset Monday is just that. It is my opportunity to tell you it's time to get fit. Come on, get fit, get focused, intentional, and tenacious about God first, goal second. God first, goal second. I'm going to say it one more time. God first, goal second. What does that mean? We're going to focus on God's word. We're going to elevate it, y'all. We're going to bring it back to the forefront of our lives, of our day, of our marriage, of our parenting. We're going to get the word of God because it is our anchor, right? God's word is our manual. It helps us. Anything that you could face, you can find God's word on it. We're going to open up that Bible. And so we're going to concentrate on what the word of God is saying. Then next is, listen, being intentional. We are not going to just be hearers of the word, but we're going to be doers. We're going to walk this thing out. And then it's going to require tenaciousness. What am I talking about? We are going to have to go get it. Like, listen, if you are waiting for the promise, you're going to be waiting. But there are some things that we're going to have to remember. Number one, it's going to take endurance. We're going to have to persevere. We're going to have to know that trials and afflictions will come, but God is faithful to deliver us out of them all. So yes, as many of you know, if you've been listening to me, tuning in, you know I love working out. And I believe that a good workout session in the gym, honey, is a whole spiritual strategy session for you, because there is so much correlation through working out and our journey with Christ successfully. So that's why I say get fit, because we're going to do both, right? Our body is our vehicle to purpose, but we've got to keep God's word at the forefront. All right. So let's jump right on in today. We have been in Ephesians, and I have been dealing with a series called You Are Rich. And as I mentioned, this is the first part of this series. Y'all, I don't know how long the series is going to go, but we still in You Are Rich. I told you we're going to walk. When we get down into chapter 4, Paul is going to tell us how to walk this thing out. We're going to have to stand. Listen, as we get in 5 and 6, so we're going to just, but right now we rich. We finding about this good. Y'all know, listen, when you signed up for your job, you did it for what? You love what you do, I hope. But most of y'all, it really was about that pay and the benefits. But we have a spiritual benefit package. And so I just want to do a quick review before I jump into this week, okay? So we talked last week. God has a plan. Go listen to that one if you miss it. Jeremiah 29 and 11. It reminds us that God has a plan. But I brought out in the King James Version specifically, it talked about God's thoughts. I love that we always hear Jeremiah 29 and 11 from the viewpoint of God has a plan. And he does. But I love that the King James Version says that his thoughts of us are good, y'all, and not evil. And I paralleled that with Psalms 139, where it talks about God's thoughts of us, how they outnumber the sand. Y'all, like, his thoughts of us are good, okay? So we found out last week, in love, God planned for us. Like, that love thing is something serious. I'm not going to go too deep in that. You are part of the plan. Because I said some of y'all might be like, oh, yay, God has a plan, but not for me because you don't know how I got here. No, it don't matter. When you were in your mother's womb, he had a plan for you. And guess what? The components of the plan, oh, that's that thing called process that none of us like. But it's good for us, right? Process. You got to process it. Think about it. You don't want to go to the store and buy meat and it hasn't been processed. Well, I take that back. Let's rewind because we actually want the non-processed version. I don't know about y'all. I told my husband, I said, it costs, man, to get this raw, good food, to eat healthy, to get the non-processed food. But what I mean is you don't want it raw. You don't want it before it's time. When we're cooking on the stove, we don't want to eat something that's not fully cooked, right? Well, the same with us, all right? So as we go on, also we talked about last week, there is an appointed time. God's plan is at the right time, which I said is the appointed time. God's going to bring everything together. What? Under the authority of Christ. We talked about in Christ. In Christ. We have some things. So go back to last week's, all right? And then the week before that, we talked about, we kicked it off saying, listen, why am I saying you're rich? It, the word of God in Ephesians 1 said you have been given every spiritual blessing. Listen, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. And I know for some of y'all that don't, it's like, yeah, but I need it on earth. Now you need it in heaven. And then now is the process, because you have to now begin to walk in your authority, take your seat, and know that you can begin to decree and declare some things. All right. So newsflash, everything that God has done, God is going to do. He has already done. Y'all, I pray this Celsius kicks in, okay? Because I need a little caffeine. So, y'all, I'm tired. But y'all, listen, I'm excited to be with y'all, but I'm tired. All right. Everything God was going to do has been done, right? So then our prayer is, Lord, your will, your way. His will is in the word of God, which is why Mindset Monday is so important. We must study God's word. You can't say you love him. Oh, I want to please him. Oh, I want to know. Oh, I want to know everything about him. And then it's like, Netflix 4 hours, read my Bible, Netflix all the time. No, you know, and I talked about that as our relationship with Christ is literally like our relationship, that friendship, your husband, you know, would you be okay with that friend and say, oh, we besties. And you hear from him once a year. What best friend relationship is that, right? You want to know in the thick and the thin, they're there, right? But when we're talking about our relationship with Christ, there's no comparison. Think about a mother's love and a father's love. If you had a mother and a father, I have great parents. And it's like that does not even scratch the surface of God's love for us. All right. So we are rich in love, favor, grace, mercy, peace, and more. All right. And then the last thing I'm going to just give y'all, because you're going to have to go back and listen, I'm reminding us that we have to, our anchor scripture for Mindset Monday is, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But as I mentioned on that first week, lets you know that you have a choice. If I say let them in, that means somebody have to move and open the door for them to come in. You have to allow the word of God, the spirit of God, Holy Spirit, to renew your mind through the word. You have to be willing to die to your will. You have to be willing to, I know that's what your mama said and that's what the world does, but we have to allow our customs. We have to allow the word of God to govern our life, all right? So now, we talked a little bit about, can you see? Vision is essential to everything we do. From someone who has dealt with some eye issues, I can tell you that you need to see to drive, and just simple things, read a book, type up your Mindset Monday notes. Listen, sight is important, but spiritually it's important, right? It's important to even your day. If you go into your work, into your place of employment, if you are employed in corporate America or wherever, You don't need to be the CEO to have vision. You could just be a frontline worker. But if you have all these responsibilities, you got to go in and have a vision to that desk. What am I going, okay, I know this is due by 10, this is due by 3, this can wait. You got to go to that desk and approach it with vision. So I want us to be even begin to look at vision. It's not just for, oh, you an executive, you have vision. You ought to have a vision for your marriage, a vision for your children. Come on. So how much more do we need to ask God spiritually to open our eyes, okay? So, I just wanted to give, that's our review. Now, this week, we are talking about AIM. I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit. I ain't gonna even lie. I had my whole little thing worked out. I already knew where I was going, but he changed it. We have been saying we are rich. So now I'm saying, before we go on any further, AIM. Hear me, AIM. Well, what are you talking about, Latrice? I'm gonna tell you. The definition of AIM is a purpose, an intention, or a desired outcome, okay? The intention of achieving something, a point or a direction that you're pointing at a target, a weapon at a target. So when I'm saying AIM, right, we just said we rich. So I want you to think about that naturally, right? Somebody just, you walk into an inheritance, for real. They like, girl, I know you didn't think nobody care about you, but here you go, your uncle, 2.5 million, right? We could even look at the word AIM, but I'm going to give you some synonyms of a goal, right? What we getting ready to do. Now you ought to have, if you don't have no AIM, that money could mean nothing. What it's going to do is going to sit there. Are you going to, what are we going to do, right? We have to AIM. There should be a purpose, an intention. What are we going to achieve, right? But you know I'm talking spiritually, okay? So I want to encourage you today that your AIM matters. When we say that we are seated in heavenly places and we have a seat at the table, y'all, that is a big thing. That means that we're going to operate in our authority. We are seated. We have dual citizenship. Remember I talked about that the first week. Yes, we operate from here, but we are seated in heavenly places. So think about that. So I'm getting my instructions. I'm getting my walking orders from here, and then I'm carrying it out down here, right? So we have to know that our AIM matters. What is your desire? God's word, the Bible, the word of God is our framework, y'all. It is our framework for purposefully living and achieving your desired outcome of whatever. You want a happy marriage. Your desired outcome of what is it? You could put that line in. You could say, girl, I got to give you a list. Okay, whatever that is, don't give it to me. Give it to the Lord. But whatever it is, God's word is the framework. Financial freedom, healing in a broken place, a renewed mind, deliverance, forgiveness, marriage to go forth in joy. Whatever it is, God's word is framework, okay? So, now we're going to do what I said starting out. We got to get fit. We have to get fit and focus, all right? So here is how I'm going to go through AIM. Because you might be saying, okay, I know AIM, have purpose. I want to give this how the Lord gave it to me. He just simply said, start going into the synonyms. So I'm going to go into some of the synonyms of AIM, okay? Here's what we're going to do. Number one, when we think about AIM, there are several synonyms, right? That basically I thought it was perfect. Because remember my definition. When I'm saying AIM, there's a purpose, an intention, a desired outcome, okay, of achieving something. So hear me. When we think of AIM, the first thing we think about is point. If I said AIM, you probably say, oh, okay, point at something, right? So I'm about to give you word, y'all. We getting ready to deep dive in the word. This is where Mindset Money for real come on. Because sometimes we're out doing all these things. But again, everything we need is in the word of God. So when we think about AIM, we think about point. What I want you to think about the word point, though, is in perspective. In our perspective, right? As in a point of view. And so when I'm talking about a point of view, we talk about AIM. Because we're going somewhere. We're going to achieve something. Well, the first thing, if you're going to hit the target, you got to aim, right? Well, how do we do that spiritually? It starts in Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is the first way that we are going to aim. Hear me, the first way. Because we can aim, but if our foundation is not the word of God, you might find out you are a little, if you got a little bit of world stuff, a little bit, you're going to be off. You know, my brother is, he works for the FBI, and one of the awards he won is a sharpshooter. I mean, and to get that award, you did not miss. Like we was, when they called him up for the award, I said, wait, he shot how many bullets and never missed? In other words, listen, when my brother shoot, he aims to kill, okay? So I was like, good grief. And so he, you know, he has his own gun business. And so anyway, this is something that he knows about, right? Well, listen, when you aim and when he's teaching people, there's a target. Like, we're not just trying to go out here. You want to hit the target, right? And so, same spiritually. If we are going to go somewhere, and I'm going to tell you, because there is an aim. Y'all know I'm building, so stay with me. But it starts with a renewed mind. If you do not have a renewed mind, your aim is already going to be off. Because you got a little bit, you conforming over here, you walking it this way, I'm a little sideways. So your aim off, anywhere you shoot, you're thinking off. It's not aligned to the word of God, okay? So that's where we're going to start. Another version of this that I love is the New Living Translation. And it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then, I'm sorry, y'all, forgot to put my little stuff on. Hold on. And then it says, you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Okay. The next thing, again, we're talking about synonyms of aim. So our next word is direct. It can be the same thing, pointed this way, direct. But in the word of God, here's what it says. The Lord says, this is Psalms 32:8, New Living Translation. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise and watch over you. In Proverbs 16:9, I love both of these versions. The Amplified says, a man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life. Our mind tells us a lot of stuff. Oh, you're going to do this. My mind said I was going to be a corporate transaction attorney. I was going to minor and get my master's. I was going to minor in international business. And honey, I had all kind of plans, but the Lord's purpose shall prevail. And I can tell you, I'm glad that his purpose is prevailing. But it says, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Come on, I'm still talking about aim, because we have to know that God's word really is the foundation, okay? In the King James Version, it says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Now hear me, because when we're aiming, we rich. Okay, we got everything that the Lord is going to do, he's already done. We have a whole spiritual benefit package. We have authority. We seated in heavenly places. Come on now. So we had to aim. Wait a minute. I got all this authority. I have this favor. I have joy, peace. I mean, we could go on and on. What you going to do with it? We got to aim. We reaching for something. There is a goal at hand, and I'm getting there. But I want you to hear these synonyms because they align to this word, right? Next synonym of aim is train. Because let's go back to what I said about my brother. He's been trained to be a sharpshooter. And so now through his business, when people want to buy a gun, he takes them through training. They have to go through training. Because guess what? If you're not a good, you don't know how to aim, we're going to train you, right? Well, what does that look like spiritually? I know that the Lord has called me to some things, Latrice, and okay, I'm seated in heavenly places and I do want to aim. I want to represent Christ. What does that look like? I want some training. Here's what 1 Timothy 4:8 says in the King James Version. For bodily exercise profiteth little, But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come. It goes back to Romans 12, 1. You got to get your mind renewed. The old man has to die. And that's an everyday sanctification process. We have to die and say, Lord, your will, your way. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I'm going to read it in two more versions. New Living Translation. Physical training is good. It's good. Listen, y'all know I love, this is one of my favorite because this is one of the anchors to the get fit. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits. Come on, benefits in this life and in the life to come, y'all. But here's, I like this one. In the Message version, it says it like this. Exercise daily in God. Come on. Y'all want to exercise? This is what I'll be talking about. Get fit is not about changing this body on the outside. It's inside out. It says exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forevermore. So that's how we want to train. We want to train in righteousness. And what does that look like? It begins in the word of God. It begins studying his word, taking one scripture. You dealing with brokenness? Find out what God says. Find out that he said you're a masterpiece. Begin to say what he says. Take that one scripture and rehearse it until the very image of your own self is erased. Come on. This is how we war. We war through the word of God. It's not in flesh. Your fight is not against your husband, your child. It's the invisible world you need to be aware of. And you, if you are not stand, if you don't know the word of God, you're fighting with the wrong weapon. We ain't even talking about aiming. You got the wrong weapon, girl. You ain't gonna hit nothing, man. You're not gonna hit anything, okay? Next synonym of, oh, I love this one, of aim. When we talk about aim, you got to see. How you gonna aim and you can't see. Come on. So the aim, we have to see. And I love this particular passage. This is in Mark 8, 23 through 25. And the story is of the blind beggar. He heard that Jesus was passing by y'all. And he wanted him to touch him and heal him, right? And so I love this. This is what it says. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around. "Yes," he said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were open. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Listen, if we're going to aim, we need to see clearly. Why do I love this so much? Because I love that. Listen, he needed another touch. Sometimes we like, "Oh, I went to church on Sunday. I was good. I did." No. You may need on Monday to say, "Lord, help me." Sometimes we got to be okay with going in. You can't get something fixed that you're not willing to say you need help. But I love that. Listen, Jesus touched them, but he said, I see men as trees. And then what did it say? He said, "Hold on." It looked like trees walking around. He said, "Hold on. Let me touch you again. Now what you see." Then he began to see clearly. What am I saying? In order to aim, we're going to have to allow the hand of God, the presence of God to touch us, to wash us. "Hold on, Lord. I need a fresh touch. What happened on yesterday?" You might need a double dose in a day. Come on, y'all. We have to go back and let him touch us again. And why is this so important? Ephesians 1, we covered this last week, 17 through 18. "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you spiritual wisdom and revelation." This is Paul talking. "In your growing knowledge of him, since the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints." Y'all, we want our eyes open so that we can see spiritually the inheritance. If all you're driving for is the house, these things you're going to live. This is not our inheritance. This what you working for? You gonna live this stuff. But there is an eternal wealth. I'm talking about, y'all. I'm talking about when you going through life and there's peace. When you're going through situations that others blow their brain and you yet with the tears can raise your hand and say, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all that I've been through, I still have joy. And then people like, but didn't her husband leave her? I still have joy. Might be a good thing. I still have joy. Yo, come on. That's a benefit. You up here dealing with hell and you can lift your hands up in the house and say, you just buried your child, but you got enough strength to come into the house. That's a supernatural experience. That's the peace of God guarding your heart and your mind. That's something pressing you and keeping you that endurance to go on. So we have to know, y'all, here's what Psalms 119 and 130 says. It says, at the entrance of thy words giveth light. It gives understanding to the simple. The teaching of your word gives light. It opens, y'all, we know the word. It says that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But we have to ask God to open our eyes so that we can see the wonderful truths. Now, I feel like I'm about to do a part two of this, but I'm going to try to go as far as I can. This one, I had a lot of scripture. Y'all should have just known. The next synonym of aim is focus. Now, y'all know I went in on this one because it's get fit right here. It's the F of get fit focus. But if you going to aim, you have to know your target. You over here, over there, you killing other people. Come on, you have to focus. You have to know what you're hitting. You have to know who the real enemy is. You got to know what you're striving after. I'm walking after righteousness. I want to glorify. What's my focus? My focus ain't making no bunch of money. I didn't come to the table because of the myth. Who in here? What banker need the Lord? You ought to know if they're calling me. Oh, that's the byproduct of the obedience. But what's really going on? Come on, we have to have a different focus. In other words, we're setting our mind on things above, not these things that are below. So what is our core scripture for focus? Number one, 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18, New Living Translation. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can't see. No, we fix. Fix means focus our gaze on things that cannot be seen. That's that unseen, the invisible world. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot will last forever. Y'all, this is so important. Here is another scripture. Let's go to the next one. Philippians 3, 13 through 14. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. This is Paul. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past. Listen, when I'm talking about aiming, sometimes in aiming, if your goal is say, you know what? I'm going to walk with the Lord this time. I gave my life to the Lord. I'm serious. I'm aiming after righteousness. I'm aiming after walking out my purpose. I'm aiming after hearing, listening, and obeying. You got to focus on not focusing on the past. You got to focus when the enemy try to say, but you know you was up there. You know he saw you in the club. Da, da, da. He in the church with you now. That was the old me. He can see me. How you doing? Because it's a new me. Like, you have to focus and begin to silence the background noise. So it says, no. I'm going to focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. In another translation, it says, I strive. Listen, I believe in God first, goal second. We don't strive. I ain't out here toiling. Why? When Psalms 139 reminds me, he recorded and planned all my days before I live one. No, your work is to get in the presence of the Lord. Why are you striving? While you striving to network with everybody, you don't even know if these people are genuine. Your biggest asset is the Holy Spirit, the mind of God. He is your helper. He knows you inside and out. He already knows. And when he speaks, he not guessing, but he is the very voice of God. He's getting it straight from the Father's mouth. So when you understand that, why I'm toiling, why I'm chasing money and gold. No. This is what, in another version, it says, no, I'm going to strive. I'm going to press to the end. But look at what strive means. Make great efforts to achieve or obtain something. It even said struggle or fight vigorously. Listen, when you strive, we ain't striving after this world stuff. But why am I talking about strive? We're going to strive for righteousness. I might have to wrestle with some things. I might have to fight. There might be some things that I was entangled in. But I'm going to take this word and I'm going to be warring with the word. I'm going to be singing my sword. I'm going to be saying and decreeing and declaring what the word of the Lord says. And the promises of the Lord will not return void. The promises of the Lord can be trusted. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I don't care that my child is on crack right now. I care, but I'm going to call and shape that child by the word of God. Their mind is regulated. They will, the very taste of it will leave. I'm going to say what God says, period. So this is what I'm saying. When we're warned, we're going to strive. Some things we're going to fight. It's a whole fight. Listen, I can tell you, there was a season I fought for my marriage. It was not easy. But I'm like, let me tell you something. You got the wrong one, okay? Because here's the thing. Hurt, went through some things, cried. But at the end of the day, like I tell a lot of people, and it's true, my friends can tell you, when they get a friend, I love hard. Now, if I don't like you that much, God bless you. But I'm just saying, when I love hard. So I'm like, wait a minute. At the end of the day, there's three layers to my relationship with my husband. Number one, he's my brother in Christ. Number two, he was my friend. We had a whole friend relationship. We didn't get encompassed in the feelings. Oh, I love you. I love you too. Ooh, you want to get married? Because see, then when you don't love him no more, it's like, now what? But we actually were friends, like talked about stuff, laughed, got mad at each other, like real friends. Then we had love. So in leaving him, I had three things to go through. This is my brother in Christ. There was only so much I could do. Because it's like the deacon at your church. I mean, I don't know. In this generation, y'all probably cuss out y'all deacons. I don't know. But there was a respect that I'm saying I had for him as my brother in Christ first. Then he was my friend. Like, that's my friend. Like, we have fun together. Then it's my husband. So I'm like, oh, no, hold on. You know, I feel a little way. But at the end of the day, oh, we gonna fight for this. Because this is, it's more. That God did it for me. Who am I not to do it for him? And he does it for me. I'm not perfect. And he fights for me. So come on, we got to know some things. It's going to be a fight to a knockdown, fourth inning. But I'm going to win because I ain't fighting for no victory, boo. I got it. I fight from a stance of victory, okay? And so we don't strive. The only striving we doing is what I'm talking right here. Like Paul said, we're going to press. We're going to make every effort. We're going to wrestle with some things. Why? Because in Proverbs 10:22, NIV, it says the blessings of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil. So we do not strive. And I'm going to end with this, y'all. I'm going to have to do a part two next week. Woo! It's so much. And I refuse. So I can't cut this short. I got to give y'all all of this, but I'm going to give it to you in chunks. So we're going to, did we still and get rich? Remember, we got the aim. We got a posture. We got a position. We seated at the table. Now what? He brought you at the table. You have all heavenly bread. We got the aim. There's something that we're going to do. So what the next scripture I'm going to leave you with, we're going to set our minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. I love the Message version of this. This is what the Message version says. This is Colossians 3:12. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Come on, pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. You can't walk looking down. Come on, focus, in other words. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. Come on, see things from his perspective. See things from his perspective. See your husband from his perspective. See your child from his perspective. See that boss from his perspective. See, they not your enemy. You got to see more than what you see. Come on. He loves them. He'll give in. And he said, you are his representative. So yes, you can love through that. Yes, you can go a little bit more. Come on. So y'all, I'm going to leave you right there. And I wanted to give you, I forgot to give you our anchor scripture. So you know why I'm talking about aim. Our anchor scripture comes from Philippians 3. And here's what it says. My aim, this is Paul again, is to know him, to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings, and to be like him in his death. Now that's what we aim. But I'm giving y'all some synonyms to walk you on up to that. But I want to leave you with that. So I pray something. I said, y'all, we're going to take our time. Listen. Until Jesus comes, we're going to have to know this word. So we ain't fixing to rush through this. This is part one of, we in the series with parts. Y'all know I'm detailed. It is what it is. Y'all know me. If you've been listening to me, you already know that. So come on. Take that little bit that I gave you, and I want you to keep aiming, okay? Listen, replay it. Take those synonyms, and let's focus this week. We're going to walk this thing out. We're going to focus, be intentional, be tenacious, bring God's word to the forefront. Hear, listen, and obey. We've been talking about that. We have to hear what God, focus. He's always speaking. It's never a case of, I don't know where he at. He don't ever say nothing to me. No, are you listening? Focus. Be still. Turn off the radio in the car. Turn off a TV. Put your phone on. Do not disturb. Listen, he's always speaking. But you have to hear, listen, and then obey. All right? See y'all next week for part two of AIM. Bye.